have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Tuesday again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all the shows. Some of you are busy. And now that it's Thanksgiving, you're like really rushing around trying to get ready, perhaps travel, perhaps plan for a meal, visitors, or whatever. And you're like, I can't sit and watch it. I got to run around. You can be listening to you can podcast, but you can be listening no matter what you're doing, on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. All right? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And it's Tuesday. And a lot of you are liking the country and Western music. And some of you are agreeing that country and Western music was amazing at one time. Like everything in America was amazing at one time. But now they have DEI in country and Western music. It's gone to hell in a handbasket now. It's not as great as it used to be, because they have allowed DEI people to get involved in it, and they've just messed it up. But you still like the old country and Western music. So, and I grew up with the country and Western music when America was amazing, great, prior to the Civil Rights Movement, which is one of the worst things that ever happened to the blacks and to America, other than abortion. Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing, Hassan's dog. Country and Western Tuesday. Some of you, and I've said how bad is the spirit about it. It is like no words to express how it is that. But remember when some of you thought that Donald Trump was going to jail and you were all happy that they were pressing, had all these charges against him, and the stupid liberals were trying to put him in jail before election. And they were working overtime to try to lock up the great white hope. Remember, they were in a rush because they were trying to do it before the election. And some of you were agreeing with it. And I remember that stupid black lady out of New York. I think she is so-called DA or whatever she's supposed to be. She was, like, really happy to the point that she ran her whole campaign on putting Donald Trump in jail, going after Trump. And I remember there was a moment when she thought she had him and that somehow or another Trump was going to have to pay back all this money. And so she was, like, ready to get the keys to the hotel, Trump Tower, the Golden Hotel. She would sit on the front row, right at the end of the front row seat, watching Trump come in every day. Wasn't even doing her job. She up there waiting for Trump to come in so she could be shown on TV. What a mess. Can you be that? How, that's evil, huh? And then there's the so-called special counsel was saying that he had boxes of information in his Mar-a-Lago place. And the people were just all happy. Not all people, but the Democrats, the haters. A player, player, player got to play, play, play. And a hater, hater, hater got to hate, hate, hate. They were like thinking, how you gonna, what made you think you can put the great white hope in jail? Where's your mind? Well, lo and behold. And I noticed that I have not heard from my liberal callers congratulating us that Trump is, in an amazing way, the president of this great nation, what used to be great nation. Donald Trump. Y'all, Tony from, I ain't heard from Tony. Where's Tony? Where, I ain't heard from Tony from California. And when Jason called from New York, New York yesterday, he didn't say congratulations. Maybe Tony from California going to the plantation. Remember there was a call to take the blacks to the plantation? Maybe Tony got the text, and he's on that plantation, wherever it is. Well, Donald Trump's criminal, so-called criminal cases, dropped. According to ABC7, a U.S. District Court judge dismissed the federal election subversion case against President-elect Donald Trump on Monday after Special Counsel Jack Smith moved to dismiss it earlier in the day. Watch this from ABC 7.
Special Counsel Jack Smith today filed motions to drop all charges against President-elect Donald Trump. You. It involves his alleged effort to overturn his 2020 election defeat and promoting false claims of a stolen election in the lead up to the January 6th attack. Trump was charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States and obstruction.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6th, 2021, was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
In his filing, Smith said the merits of the prosecution's case has not changed, but the circumstances have. Smith saying as a result of the election and DOJ guidelines against prosecuting a sitting president, the case will not go forward. More than 1,000 people have been found guilty or pled guilty to participating in the January 6th attack. Trump has called them patriots and promised to pardon some of them if he won re-election. Smith also removing Trump as a defendant in the classified documents case. Trump was accused of mishandling government records, including holding on to classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster, New Jersey properties. The judge in the classified documents case, Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, dismissed the case this summer on the grounds that Smith was unlawfully appointed as special counsel. Smith is now asking to dismiss the appeal of the charges against Trump, but allow the appeal to continue for Trump's two co-defendants. Trump said during the campaign he would fire Smith on his first day back in the White House. Smith was expected to resign before Trump takes office in January. The president-elect's office issued a statement this afternoon calling the decision by the DOJ a major victory for the rule of law. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Don't mess with Trump. Da-da-da-da-da. Don't mess with Trump. Leave Trump alone. Don't mess with Trump. Find another Trump of your own. Smith is ticked. He wanted Trump. Like the people in hell want ice water. He wanted Trump. Now he's going home crying in his milk. Drop your anger. Drop your hatred. Don't go after anybody like that. Revenge is only belong to God, they say. So the case has been dropped. I'm not rubbing it in. I'm just telling you. For the haters. Amazing. Congratulations, Mr. Trump. And so Smith said he's going to resign before he gets fired. You don't want on your resume that you got fired. You want to say you resigned. So according to that report, he's resigning. So congratulations. I would suggest, do what you want, of course, that you leave a space. Between you and Donald Trump and all people, so you can observe and learn, really. But if you're like, there's no space, you're not going to see the whole picture. You're not going to learn. And so Smith is like, what's your report? I'm resigning before Trump gets sworn in January. What the? You don't want to get fired by Trump. You're fired. So he's like, oh, okay. I'm packing my bag and taking the midnight train to Georgia. I saw a report yesterday on the local news where they were saying that there are some old people who voted for Camilla, and they didn't want Trump to be the president. And they are taking it hard. Old people. They have to play bingo and all that to try to deal with their pain. They are taking it hard. It's stupid. If you are feeling pain because Trump won, then you got a problem. Even if Trump had lost and you felt the pain because he lost, then you will have a problem. You're not supposed to be feeling pain for this stuff. Duh. Okay, we didn't win next time. Get up and try again. There is a case in New York where a young man was on a train, if I remember the story correctly. And I don't remember all the details. And he was on this train, and apparently some black guy, according to the story, were acting out in the, on this train there in New York and threatened to, I believe, to hurt people and all that kind of stuff. And so this guy, white, he got up and subdued the guy. He brought him down, held him down. He and some other guys appeared to be holding him down. And apparently the black guy that was allegedly acting crazy died. And they're saying that he died because he was on drugs or some type of something, not because of being held down, choked like that, they say. Oh, yeah, Daniel Perry or Penny. We covered a story last week. And some homeless black guy, Jordan Neely, all right? And so now I think Danny Penny's trial is happening now. And I'm paying attention to see if Danny Penny will have to go to jail or not. And the reason I'm paying attention to it, because in the justice system today, white people don't have a chance, even if they're innocent. They don't have a chance. They go to jail only because they're white and the people on the jury think they're paying white people back. And so we'll see what happened with that case. I don't know if you're going to go to jail or not, but it sounded like, and I don't know, I don't have all the proof, I wasn't there, that this guy should not have even been charged with anything. But when white people, because you hate it in your own land, it's like being married and your wife hates you in your own house. Or your husband hates you like wife in your own house. Same thing. White people founded this country. And I want to see what happened with this case. I'm very interested in it. And this guy was in the military at one point, I believe. He served his country. Well, and so a former Marine, I'm told. And so I'm watching this case very closely. And there's this black guy by the name of Jesse Juicy Smollett. Juicy Smollett. And Juicy claimed that, according to all the reports, that some MAGA people attacked him in Chicago. I was attacked by MAGA people. And he claimed that they put a noose around my neck. In this country, you can't even use that word noose. It's worse than using the N-word or even using the word niggerara. You probably get away with using nigger rara over the word, the noose. And so Jesse Smollett claimed MAGA people in Chicago, of all places, put a noose around his neck. And we found out later that it was a setup. It wasn't true, according to the report. In case you don't remember Jesse Smollett, this ABC 7, the Illinois State Supreme Court has dismissed Juicy Smollett's conviction for lying about an alleged Streeterville hate crime in a ruling issued on Thursday. Here's just a reminder of the story for Fox News.
It's law and disorder in liberal cities. Illinois Supreme Court overturning the conviction of hate crime hoaxer Juicy Smollett, ruling that special prosecutor's decision to retry the Empire actor violated his rights after left-wing Cook County, Illinois DA Kim Fox gave Smollett a sweetheart deal and dropped the charges. So Smollett gets away with staging an attack where he hired a pair of Nigerian brothers who shouted, "This is MAGA country," while putting a noose around his neck and pouring bleach on him. Here's a refresher of what went down.
So I saw him out the corner of my eye, and I was like, okay, that's him. Let's go. We gotta go get this empire. Yeah, that's him. That's him. Is that him?
That's that neck.
And that's when we started yelling the famous slurs he wanted us to yell. Hey!
Aren't you that empire?
Hey, empire fat neck. It's MAGA country.
Amazing. And so, if the story is true, and it appears to be, it was a whole setup. But they had that black female, Kim Fox, I think her name was, or is. They like, oh, no charges. We're not going to press charges. And Juicy Smollett is out of jail. Isn't that amazing? He's out of jail. The court, according to ABC 7, the court said it has remanded the case on the grounds that he shouldn't have stood trial after prosecutor cut a deal for him. Why ABC 7?
Victory and vindication from Jussie Smollett's legal team as they celebrate the 5-0 Illinois Supreme Court ruling that essentially clears their client of a conviction in his lightning rod case after Smollett was accused of hiring brothers to set up a racist and homophobic attack on himself and then lying to police about it.
Prosecutions should be based on facts. Prosecutions should not be based on vindictiveness. This was a vindictive persecution, not a prosecution. Let's not make any mistake about that.
Smollett's attorneys appealing the conviction all the way to the Illinois Supreme Court, where they successfully argued his Fifth Amendment rights were violated and he should never have been retried after an agreement with Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox in 2019 to drop the charges in exchange for a fine and community service.
It has always confounded me. That we spent this much time, energy, and effort on one single case, which is why I believe wholeheartedly that it was beyond just the case in Mr. Smollett. It was truly an attempt to undermine me and the work that this office was doing.
State's Attorney Kim Fox defending her decision even after Smollett was convicted of disorderly conduct in the case in order to pay the city of Chicago $120,000 in restitution.
And people can disagree with it. But to have a special prosecutor to re-indict and to upend our criminal justice system to ultimately try to engage in double jeopardy is not the criminal justice system we should have.
Amazing, huh? It's just sad, for the lack of a better word. I don't feel sad, but communication purposes, conscious communication. It's sad that we now, America has allowed these black people to get involved in their government, to be prosecutors, DAs, congressmen and women, police, mayors of the towns, governors. You've allowed these people to get in, which are hateful people. They have no love for the country. They have no love for white people. They have no love for what is right. And you have allowed them to get into your government. And all they want is a fake sense of revenge, because what they're accusing white people of doing has never happened anyway. And it has nothing to do with now, even if it had happened, right? But they're not going to be fair. And so when white people do wrong, whether they're guilty or not, you're going to jail. And when black people do wrong, unless you're a Trump supporter, black, you're going to jail. If white people do wrong, all right, you're going to jail, because these people are not going to... I'm saying this, are not going to do right. It's not in them to do right. It's not in the nature for them to be fair and balanced across the board. So I'm not, like, totally surprised that Juicy Smollett is out, really. You got a black DA. You got a black lawyer. You got a black this and a that. And the word racism has worked. And it just, may God have mercy on America. That's all I got to say. Isn't that amazing? And so I'm going to see what happened with Daniel Penny. He's white. And as opposed to Juicy Smollett. The same thing that's happening in America now, it's everywhere now, is what happened in Mommy Africa, South Africa. The whites were afraid over there too. And they gave up their country to the blacks. And lo and behold, it's trouble in the land. Trouble in the land. This, I knew this woman a long time ago. And her husband, you could beat her every weekend. And when I would see her, I'm like, well, hey, how you doing? And she would be like, Jesse, there's trouble in the land. And I knew her husband had beat her that morning. There's trouble in the land. And because whites are afraid, it's going to only get worse. Yes, I'm hoping that Donald Trump make a change. Smooth it out a little bit. But what happens when Donald is gone and you still have fear? What happens? Derek, my producer, telling me Fifth Amendment guarantees the right to a grand jury. I don't know what else that is he wrote. He just sat there and didn't say anything until I said, I don't know what else he wrote. But when I went quiet waiting for the answer, he didn't say. Forbids double jeopardy. Amazing. Anyway, you have made a horrible mistake. Remember we had, I mentioned this story last week of this, I think it was last week. This black congresswoman, I thought she didn't have, this bald-headed one, I thought she was just intentionally bald-headed. But I was told later that day that she had jalapeno disease. Hello, what? Alopecia. And I think there's some type of disease that won't let your hair grow. I thought she was trying to make a statement. But apparently she had disease thing. But she was saying to the white man, you can't bring up Dr. Martin Luther King's name. Like she owned the name. And so she didn't have a wig and things, so I just thought it was a statement. You know how the women cut their hair off now? And being stupid. But apparently not. But you are, there she is with that jalapeno disease. Amazing. May God have mercy upon America, a once great nation. The enemy is now running the country. The enemy running the country. And I'm being told DEI everywhere. Buku money being given to people to do DEI. I interviewed some DEI people who are supposed to be going around to different companies helping them. 888-77-JESSE. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, folks, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. This week is Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Joel, and by the way, the Hake Report is coming up in the at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV on fire. You ever seen black on fire? Oh, my God. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. At 4 p.m. Pacific time. Apparently, Joel had some issue with his show yesterday. Started late. But it should work today. All right. Go make a donation to Bond. We need to run this thing while y'all on Thanksgiving vacation. We have bills to pay, equipment to, you know, fix, and all kind of stuff. That way, Joel's show can start on time. So go and make a donation. Tax deductible or not, go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BARN, all right? And that'll take us through the holiday while y'all on vacation. I shouldn't have to ask, but I know I got to remind you. Some of you have been traumatized by other churches and stuff asking, so you don't think to give. You give to your government, why don't you give to us? RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or 800-411-BARN. Rush to the phones right now and give. Or you can mail it in, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Joel, what are you thankful for?
That's a good question. I don't know that I keep continuing to learn and grow and make sense of life and get closer and closer to heaven on earth. I'm thankful for. I'm also thankful for being here at Bond and the job itself. And
you better say that. Or you gonna be on the line with Juice and Smollett on the soup line?
Yeah, all that together is nice.
Who were the first ones to have a Thanksgiving dinner to share Thanksgiving in America?
Say it again.
Who were the first to have Thanksgiving dinner in America?
Who was the first? What culture of people?
Who was the first? Yeah, who were the first?
That's a good question. I'm not sure.
I wouldn't have hated to know this answer.
The Pilgrims.
What?
Hey, Pilgrim. Never seen, isn't that from a movie?
Who were the first to have Thanksgiving in America?
I learned the Pilgrims in school.
Remember hey, with
the
just big buckles? Put the why you put the information up there, Hate?
I said that before I saw that.
No, you didn't.
I really did. Joel is a witness because I just clicked on it.
Yeah. What?
I said the Pilgrims before Hake wrote that, and Joel is a witness.
But the Pilgrim were not the only one.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even sure. I just remember in school they had the big buckles.
Right? It was the Pilgrim and the Indians. Together they had Thanksgiving dinner.
All right.
Uh-huh.
The Indians?
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
They were the first to have Thanksgiving dinner in America.
Was it on stolen land?
Uh-uh. No such thing.
Was it?
Knew Hate would know.
Conquered, not stolen.
Was it established though at that point, or were they like, listen, before we get into the agreements, let's have a little Thanksgiving dinner?
No, it was settled, and now they're celebrating.
Nice.
The white man won.
Nice.
Oh yeah, I learned that the Indians loved they did Thanksgiving with the Pilgrims.
The Indians loved the white people.
I forgot about that.
Because they were living in a little hut smoking pot.
the whites were like, okay, come have a little Thanksgiving dinner with us. And the Indians were happy.
Yeah,
they're like, this is the start of something new. And then the whites right after that beat them up.
They were like, come and I'll take you to the moon. Amazing. I just learned that yesterday on Jesse Water Show.
The Pilgrims and Indians?
Uh-huh. I never knew that.
Yeah, me neither.
I just thought it was the Pilgrim by himself. I didn't know they were like had dinner, their first Thanksgiving dinner with the Indians.
At least you knew it was the Pilgrims.
Right, I knew that part. You went to a white school. But when they were teaching, you were outside with the black kids.
That's funny.
Amazing. Thank you, Hey. I knew you would know. And then you just thought it was the Pilgrims?
Yeah. I just remember the Pilgrims from high school and the turkeys.
Yeah. Let me go to a first-time caller, Arthur, out of Boston. Let's see here. Arthur, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Arthur?
Yes.
Is this Arthur?
Yes.
You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You are.
Yes, I was just like touching back on the basics of Jesus Christ is God.
Are you a first-time caller, Arthur?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And again, like I'm asking, just to clarify, you know, where you stand on Jesus Christ is God. How and what do you say he is not God on your previous messages?
Are you asking me if I believe he is God or the Son?
He is God, and he also is the Son of God. Determined from Genesis 1:1.
Meaning what?
That he is God in the flesh, as Emmanuel has come to earth to dwell with man. And as he was on the cross, and he died for our sins, okay? He died. He redeemed his own flesh first because he has the power to raise himself up, okay? And he is the only man other than, you know, you could say Elijah and others that were Enoch that went up into heaven with God. And that is by his choosing. And God so chose to save humanity.
Where are you getting all this information from?
From the Bible. I'm paraphrasing in one sense.
Where in the Bible does Jesus say, I am God?
You see, you're playing a smart remark, because he spoke in parables.
How am I playing a smart mark remove? I know in the Bible where he says that he is the Son of God, but I don't know anywhere in the Bible where he says that he is God. So I'm asking, I'm black and slow, so maybe I missed it. Where in the Bible where Jesus said, I am this God? He does say he is the Son.
I and the Father are one.
Right. He says that he and his daddy are one. But where does he say that he is God?
Well, okay. When Mary was received the Holy Spirit of God in her womb by Gabriel, okay? And when he said, you will be with the Spirit, you will be with the Emmanuel, God with us, that presence of God was signed, sealed, and delivered to the earth as humanity. For God so loved the humanity that he gave
Arthur, you still not answering the question.
Hey, you're playing semantics on a word game written on a script. And by faith, okay, by faith, and what God said, Jesus Christ, God said that he speaks in parable because for the foolish and the unwise will not perceive and not understand. But for those, like when Peter, when he asked Peter and he asked the whole tribe of the 12, who do you say that I am? And then he spoke that it was from the Most High of the Father that gave him that understanding that he is the Messiah in the flesh to die on the cross. And if anything, you should not be speaking about Christ because you're a blasphemer. And I'm sick of it. Okay?
I am black, but why are you sick of it?
Because it offends me.
Why?
It offends the sense of Christianity.
Why?
You are no different than Allah in Islam playing the stupid game of Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. 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 A false name of God. Allah. It means nothing.
Arthur, why are you so upset about it?
Because it makes me furious, and the wrath of God will be upon you.
Why are you so furious about it? Let's say I'm wrong. Let's say I'm Arthur.
Go ahead.
Calm down. Take a breath.
It offends me.
Arthur, calm down and take a breath. All right. Are you displaying righteous anger right now or unrighteous anger?
Of me and myself, I am nothing. I am not
righteous. No, I said, are you displaying righteous anger or unrighteous anger right now?
I don't want to be self-righteous. I'm speaking.
No. Listen, I asked you a question. You're very angry. You're very angry. Is it righteous anger or unrighteous anger?
Because I'm not angry at you.
But you're yelling at me.
Well, because in a sense, you're playing the same game. All right. Where's your faith reside?
You are angry at me.
No. Well, who are you angry at?
You're talking to me and you're yelling at me.
All right. Time out. I'm going to do a timeout, and I appreciate your question. And it's a bottled up.
You sound like parents be yelling at you. And they're like, I'm not mad at you. You are yelling at me. Who are you yelling at if you're not yelling at me?
I watched your previous episodes where you had this discussion.
Who are you yelling at if you're not yelling at me?
All right. You're just carrying on with your offense. Stop taking the sense of offense. And let's get on the topic. And the topic
stop
is
doing what?
That, let's stay on the topic and stop being offended that I'm angry. I'm angry because you want to keep saying, oh, where in the Bible? It's by faith. And when you read...
What's by faith?
You are a mocker and a scoffer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
What's by faith? Are you saying it's by faith? You making up stuff?
No. When you read and I understand that what the Word of God says about that he so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten
no, no,
son.
No, about you believe Jesus God with no proof, and you said that you're making this stuff up by faith?
Wait. Any man, like for instance, it's not any man. We're talking about it is written. Gabriel, all right, met with Mary and it gave her the breath of God in her womb. Like he pretty much said, here is the Spirit. Okay, you are with Emmanuel, God with you, God with man. Now that is written. That is actually stated in the Word, okay, in the book of Matthew. I believe it's in chapter five or so or one.
Are you black?
No, I'm not black. I don't play the ethnic game. The ethnicity.
Are you white?
Equally, all humans
are you white?
Place. Yeah, hey, listen, I am part Native American, I am French, and I am Canada. And I am friggin' Italian and Sicilian. I'm a mutt. And I don't favor any race. I think the human race is a disgrace without Jesus Christ. And you are a disgrace to Jesus Christ.
So are you like, if I saw you, would I see a white man or a black man?
You should shut up about Jesus Christ.
Why?
You are the problem.
Why?
because you have no faith in him and you do not believe he is the Lord Jesus Christ.
You yell it again.
You are a blasphemer.
You yelling at me again. Hey, you yelling at me again.
Confess his pedophilia, you will go to hell as well as him.
Where's the love in your yelling?
Hey, you get over that love, okay? You get over that love. Love is of a great sacrifice. It is intolerable that you could say love when you deny the very deity of Christ that so loved the world. That's what's making me pissed off.
Whoa! You said a curse word.
Hey, I don't care. I am human and I am a sinner. Okay, let me tell you.
Do you have perfect peace?
Hey, my perfect peace is when I'm dead and gone off this earth.
Do you have perfect peace now?
Hey, I am at perfect peace calling you.
Do you have perfect peace?
Hey. You marker of Jesus.
Arthur.
Go right ahead.
Calm down. Do you have perfect peace?
Listen to me. This world has nothing to offer.
Arthur,
my peace is when I die, go to heaven.
Arthur, okay, you didn't answer the question yet. Do you have perfect peace?
Listen, you marker. Listen. A perfect peace is an
Arthur,
illusion.
It's a you're not answering my question yet. And then you can follow up. Do you have perfect peace?
Not with this world. No, I don't.
And then what good is it doing you? Arthur, what good is it doing you to believe that Jesus is God and you still don't have perfect peace?
Because I am to call you out as a friggin' blasphemer that you are.
You're not answering the question.
Hey, listen to me, you little semantic word game. You are just as bad as the leftist liberal ideology. Everything that divides the people. And that's why I am angry. It's a justified anger, okay? It's a righteous anger against
If you believe Jesus is God, why don't you have perfect peace? He came that you might have peace.
It doesn't matter.
He came that you might have peace.
Again, he came that I may have peace. But with this
And why don't you have peace? Why don't you have peace?
Hey, listen, you clown. Listen, you clown. I'm going to offend you right now.
You better not say nigger rah-rah.
No. I don't believe in that word, and I don't give a crap about that word. You're the one.
Nicaragua is a country.
So listen, you want to play games, right,
Arthur? In the Bible does Jesus say he is God?
Okay, hey, Pontius said to him, "Hey, who do you say that I am?"
Pontius didn't say that to him.
Oh, when he said to him about God,
Pontius didn't say that.
Well, when he said to him, he said, hey, that he said he was God. And then
Question. Jesus said that he is the Son of the Father, and greater work than we do than he's doing. He also said that we are a family. We are brothers in Christ, right? Where in the Bible does Jesus, he made it clear he was the Son. Why did he make it clear that he was God if he made it clear he was the Son?
You are not comprehending the faith.
You're not listening.
No, you're playing your word games.
I'm asking you a question.
You have a psychological impediment, and you play these semantic
words.
No,
that's not psychological. That's black, man. What the?
Wait. Black. I didn't say anything about color. You see how tuned you are to your race?
Yeah, I'm black and slow.
Excuse me?
I'm black and slow.
You're black and slow. See,
I'm
you're,
black.
You're the
most- I said I'm black and slow.
You're black and slow. What does your color have to do with that? What does your color have to do with it? See that? You perpetuate the race card. And
no,
listen
I know.
To this one. Ethnos against ethnos is in the Bible. Ethnos against ethnos is in the Bible.
Who?
Okay. That ethnos, ethnicity. Your ethnic in the end times. Ethnos, every country, every nation, every people that is divided amongst themselves will end up going back to their own land. And this is
so
be a
are you saying that blacks going to go back to Africa?
Oh, I'm not saying that. Hey, see, you put words in people's mouths.
You said they're all going back to their own land.
Well, yeah. All races. All
so
races,
will
like
the illegal aliens be going back to their own land?
The Persians went back to their lands because, you know what? That's where you should, like, you're trying to gather Babylon again. All nations become one under the new world order, under the new governance of the world. Every nation is becoming one. We speak one language.
Arthur, are you a Christian?
Hey, that word I will not mention because my faith is in Jesus Christ.
Are you a Christian?
Hey, that word means nothing.
Are you a Christian?
Listen, that word means nothing.
Do you love white people?
Christ is the foundation.
Arthur, do you love white people?
Listen, as I said about the human race, I don't care your color. It's like Martin Luther King says. It is not the color of your skin. It is the conduct of the character.
And so where is Martin Luther King now?
He's in heaven, I pray.
I rest my case.
Okay, what's your case then? I mean, I praise God that he stood with the simple. Because
and
he
so, Arthur, do you love white people?
White people are just as... Hey, listen, it doesn't matter. You're trying to corner me into favoring one or the other. I'm white. I'm white.
You didn't tell me you're white. You told me you were everything but white.
Well, I'm a mixed man. All right. So therefore, I take away the color race. Okay. When I tan, I turn brown. Okay. I turn like I
oh
guess
my
it's the
god,
native.
Sound like a zebra. So Arthur, do you love white people?
Listen, my heart is right with humanity.
Arthur.
I look at individual. I don't look at color.
Arthur.
I don't look at color. What are you trying to tell me to look at color for?
Arthur.
Go ahead.
Do you love white people?
Listen, my love is there for anyone.
Arthur.
And for everyone. For
Arthur.
I love you in the sense that you're a human.
Arthur.
Go ahead.
Do you love white people?
Listen, that word is, listen, white people, black people, brown people, yellow people, red people, they're all the same to me.
I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask that question. That's not what I asked.
Well, that's where I am.
Do you love,
you can't comprehend it.
Do you love white people?
Listen. I love Jesus Christ.
I didn't ask about Jesus. I asked about whites.
Listen. I need to die from this world. I need to die of this world.
Arthur,
right? I'm not going to get trapped in your semantic games. You're
Arthur,
playing word games.
Arthur,
go ahead.
Do you love white people?
Listen, my heart to people, when you want to say white, that's entrapment. That's entrapment. Because you got mega
how is that white. How is that entrapment to say,
okay,
yes, you love white people or no, you don't? How is that entrapment?
White leftist group, and they identify on the far left, right? They're white leftists, right? They believe in, they could be whatever they defy themselves.
Arthur.
They defy God.
Arthur.
No, I'm telling you the truth about humanity.
Arthur.
Humanity sucks. Okay, you need Christ. And I
Arthur,
need Christ.
When the next time you call me, I want you to tell me where in the Bible does Jesus say he is God, all right?
Hey, you are...
It's in the Bible where he says that he's the Son of God, but nowhere in the Bible where he says he is God.
You should know. All right, where's your salvation?
Is that true?
Where's your faith?
Is that true, Arthur?
Stop it. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in God.
All right, and who is God?
He is the creator of all.
Okay, now.
Thank you, Arthur. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Back in a moment.
Advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. This is the end of hour one of the J.C. Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, November 26th, AD at 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. By the way, I'm wearing a Merry Amazing Christmas tee. This one is the one that has like the Christmas sweater look to it. And this is solid light gray or something like that. It's go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores and then click on the Printify button, and you'll see it available. This is the one that's 100% cotton. I think there might be a, well, anyway, nice. Anyway, rebuildingtheman.com/stores and place your order. And Printify comes pretty fast, way better than Teespring. Remember Teespring? Shout out. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Starbucks is being forced to pay their baristas. Imagine being a man and you're serving coffee and they call you a barista. Psh, they should call them bartenders or something, in my opinion. But anyway, they have to pay them manually after a ransomware attack disrupted the software system that they use to track and manage employees' schedules. The coffee chain joins a growing list of companies, the naughty list, affected by the hack. They got hacked. The hack of Blue Yonder, a cloud services provider that serves grocery stores and Fortune 500 firms. And so it got hacked, these poor people. And now they got to do it by hand or something like that, manually pay their employees. What a mess. Everybody getting hacked. America's just not at the quality and security that it once was. Trump is coming back, though. We'll see if that helps change anything. A potent Thanksgiving storm here in America will impact much of the United States this week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. With the coldest air in months, in addition to heavy rain and snow in some areas. Forecasts show the storm will roll through parts of the Midwest and the South on Wednesday night and spread across the East on Thanksgiving Day. I mentioned that, I think. The storm's exact path still unclear, but two scenarios in play that will dictate which cities feel the brunt of the severe weather. Chilly air will also start to filter into the northern states this week before a significant push of winter-like air becomes widespread on Thursday. Very nice, huh? Christmas is coming. Always winter, but never Christmas? That'd be terrible. Meteorologists say that millions from coast to coast will be dealing with frigid temperatures by Friday. Can you imagine that? I think it was below 50 yesterday. Trump tariffs. President-elect Donald J. Trump on Monday promised the United States will charge a 25% tariff, on all goods from Canada and Mexico starting on the first day of his administration, based. Similarly, Trump said that China will face higher tariffs on their so-called goods by 10% above any existing tariffs until they prevent the flow of illegal drugs into the United States. You know what I mean? Fentanyl and all that mess. They're flowing fentanyl and stuff in the United States. And yeah, shame on anybody for taking it or getting suckered into taking it unknowingly. But it's still wrong to do it, and so he should do that to stop China from doing that. The policy change, if enacted, could wreak havoc on America's supply chains, so they claim, and industries reliant on goods from the country's closest trading partners. Mama Spirit CNN all of a sudden doesn't care about the drug abuser victims. Although Trump has repeatedly said targeted foreign countries pay the tariffs, they're in fact paid by companies, in many times foreign companies, that purchase them here in the United States, these imported goods. And those costs are typically passed on to American consumers, but we're here for it because we need to bring back law and order and some equity, real equity, not the phony mama spirit equity. Most mainstream economists believe tariffs will be inflationary, but don't worry about it because Trump's bringing back the economy. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2.
Thank you. somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. It's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, it's a doozy. It's a Mamma Mia. It's a Ola. It's a Si Señor. It's a Guantanamela. What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference? What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Amazing question. You know what Guantanamela is, Nick?
Why are you asking me?
Because you're messing me.
Guantanamela.
Guajira. Guantanamela. Your soul on birth and settle.
Oh, yeah.
La La Palma. Your soul on birth and settle. And so I pray for Palma. When you say that.
Was he saying it in Spanish?
Si.
Enough Spanish.
Yeah.
Wow.
Español.
Hispanic.
Español. Español. Amazing. Where was I?
You can listen line.
What? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377. And if you're busy anywhere in the world, we're heard around the world by everybody and they mama, if you're black. And everybody and their mama, if you're white. You can be listening on your iPhone, iPad, no matter where you are. Oh, you can podcast the show as well by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. And bond Cash App or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour in Tuesday. Is this watermelon in my hair? Yeah. Thanks. I love watermelon. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday. I want to go to Christine. I asked Christine to call back from yesterday. We ran out of time there. And she is back. Christine, thanks for calling back from New Mexico. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate that.
Yes.
So I guess I'll get started where I left off. When I was forgiving my father and how everything changed after that.
Right.
And so after that happened, when we hung up, it was so different. My father was so different with me afterwards. And I realized, like, even when you forgive your parents, you kind of help them with their traumas too. Because I noticed, well, when we were first starting to speak, he would still see me as a child from when he left the family.
Yeah.
And after forgiving him, he started talking to me different. Like, it's like he saw me in a new light as an adult.
Nice. Like, absolutely. Fathers tend to do that. And some mothers, but it's harder for mothers because they love control over you. Even if you're an adult, they love controlling you, so they don't want you to see that you're an adult. But fathers tend to treat their adult children like adults. And you're right, especially once you go and deal with them by forgiving them.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right about how, I can't speak for everyone, but in my personal experience, my mom did always see me as a child.
Yeah.
And out of all the siblings, because I guess I was, with her abuse, I was more silent about it and I endured it more. And so I think she did more to me because I was so tolerant. Well, I guess she thought I was tolerant of it, but I was just silent about it. And so they would always call me the good child, like, oh, you're the good child because you don't cause problems or you don't act out. And I was like, well, because growing up, my mom, I saw what she did to my other siblings, so that alone traumatized me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I don't want to go through what they're going through. So I went a different way of handling it, which was probably worse than my siblings, because where they kind of stood up and showed their boundaries, I didn't.
What happened in all families, there are children who rebel against the mother's evil, and there are those who can't handle her evil, so they submit to it. They give in to it. And it sounds like that's what happened with you. You gave in to her evil because you couldn't handle it. But the other kids couldn't handle it either, but they rebel. And the rebellious child tend to be the one that overcome sooner rather than later. Whereas the child that give in to the evil of the mother, they tend to suffer longer. But I'm glad that you're, like, waking up from that.
Oh, yeah. And it really made a difference forgiving her because well, after I had forgiven my father and I realized I had to do the same with my mom, that was way harder because I guess it caused more anxiety because of enduring her for so long. So I was like, well, she's going to find out how I really feel because I never told her. So I had blocked her for like a year because when my first attempt to forgive her went through, it just made things worse. And she started harassing me, sending me texts like all the time. And she was just very menacing. Like, she would drive by my house. She was stalking me for a while. And I was like, I need to get away from this woman. She's going crazy.
Mothers,
so I even blocked her.
Wow. Mothers hate children so bad. You could be 90 years old, and they still call you baby. My baby. Mm-hmm. That's my baby. Mm-hmm. They hate the children so much. They love that control. If you try to get away, they ain't going to let you go. You got to really break away from them and just ban them away from you.
Yeah. So when I decided I need to get in contact with her again, it took a week almost to just get, to build up to it. So it took 2 days for me to just unblock her from my phone, and my hand was shaking doing that. And then I was like, all right, I'll reach out to her in 2 more days. I was pacing myself to it. And so 2 days after that, I had texted her, and I was like, hey, mom, it's me. Like, I just want to talk to you really quick this weekend. Is that all right? And I waited for that, and my heart was beating. And she texted back. She's like, yes, I would like that very much. And I was like, huh, why did she say that she would like that very much? She doesn't even know what I'm going to talk to her about. And so
amazing.
My husband came home that night, and I told him what she said, and he started laughing. And I was like, what's so funny? He's like, well, think about it. Your brothers and your sister have tried to do this with your mom, too. And they stay away from her for a while. And then they come back crawling, and they're like, oh, mom, I was wrong for hating you. I'm so sorry. And they start kissing her butt, kissing her hand. because she's used to being like a queen in the family.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And he's like, she doesn't know what she's in for, huh? And I was like, no, I guess not. So I'll just let her think what she's going to think. So that weekend comes up, and my husband's like, I'll drive because you're nervous. So just, you know, I'll drive you, and then we'll take off. And I was like, all right. So I had texted her that I was coming over to the house. And my husband, I was so nervous even going to her house because I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually going to, like, be honest with her for the first time. And when we were children, seeing how she would act, like, if you tried to be honest with her about anything, she was so much in denial about it.
Yeah.
It was almost like performing an exorcism on her. She started acting crazy.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know how she's going to be, but I was like, okay, like I was remembering everything you said, like everything I'm feeling, it's not me. This isn't me. This is just something I'm going through.
Nice.
To progress.
Yeah.
And so I was trying to pull myself out of myself, and I was thinking, you know, God's with me, and that's all the support I need right now. So I go knocking on the door, and she answered it. She was dressed really nice. Like, they were about to go out to have breakfast, and I was like, oh, I remembered why she, when my family had done that with her, and they've come back crawling to my mom, she would take them out to eat, because she's like, oh, we're going to celebrate because we're back together again.
Right.
And so she's like, well, we're going to go out to eat in a little bit if you want to come with us. I was like, no, it's fine. Like, I just want to, you know, tell you just something really quick, like I texted you. And she's like, okay. So I walk in the house, and she closes the door and locks it. And I was like, oh my God. She locked me in the room. And she's like, yeah. And she's like, do you want to sit down? And I was like, no, what I need to say, I'll stay standing up. Because like I said, it's really quick, and I'm going to leave here soon. And she's like, oh, okay. So she stood between me and the door. And I was like, man, this seems so symbolic right now. Because like, there's my husband and my son outside, and my new life. And there's the door, and there's her standing between that. So I was like, this has to be done. And so I just told her, you know, Mom, I know we haven't been talking for a while, and I've been doing some soul searching, and I'm going to tell you this. I found God again. And she's like, oh, that's good. And I was like, yes. And I've realized the things that have pulled me away from God. And I just want to tell you before I start that I'm never going to let anything come between me and God again. Nothing and no one. No one comes between me and God. And she was like, her eyes opened up like, okay. And so I just started with the forgiveness. I was like, Mom, I just want to let you know that I forgive you for all the mean and evil and horrible things you've done to me. And man, I just saw her face change completely. But she's like, I never did anything mean and evil and horrible to you. And I was like, Mom, let me finish. And she's like, oh, okay. And so I was like, I forgive you for all those things. I forgive you for all the traumas. I forgive you for all the mental and emotional abuse. I forgive you for trying to live through me like I'm your puppet. I forgive you for sabotaging me every time I try to progress financially and spiritually and in my relationships with other people. And I understand you can't help yourself. You just can't. And you did the best you could. And she's kind of doing this Kamala thing where, like, I'm talking to her, and she's just talking over me, trying to talk and respond to everything. And I was like, I'm just not going to listen. I'm just going to keep going. And then I told her, and I finally forgive you for turning me away from my father. And she's like, what? And I was like, let me finish. And she's like, she started getting agitated. And I was like, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, too, because I know you did the best you could, and I hated and resented you this whole time. And that's when she got shocked, because she didn't realize that I had these feelings towards her this whole time.
Amazing.
And I was like, yes, I had a deep hatred for you. And I'm sorry that was wrong of me to do that, and I'm never going to do that again. And she's like, okay, thank you. And so I took a breath, and I was like, so I just want to let you know all this before I move forward in my life in peace and without you. And she's like, without me? I was like, yes, Mom. I want to live my own life, and that's what I'm going to do. And she was just like in shock, looking down at the ground like, oh my gosh, my kid's going to leave me. And so I was like, okay, I said what I had to say. I need to get out of here. And I saw the door behind her, and I was like, I need to go through that door now. And so I gave her a hug and a kiss, and I was like, I hope one day you find peace, Mom. I really do. And I love you. I wish you well. And goodbye. And so I unlocked the door, and I'm halfway through the door thinking, yes, I did it. And she grabbed my arm and pulled me back in the house.
Whoa.
And she just got in my face, and she's like, but you're my daughter. And I know I'm not her daughter anymore.
Right.
I'm God's daughter. I've moved on spiritually. But it just came out of my mouth something, and I was like, you're God's daughter too? I highly suggest you go find him before it's too late. And I pulled her arm off me, and I like jetted out of the house really fast. And it just felt so surreal after that. I don't know if it was the adrenaline of it all, but when I walked outside, walking towards the car, like it seemed like everything slowed down. Like I was moving. You know how you have those dreams where like you're running and you're running and you're not going anywhere?
Right.
I just felt like I could not walk fast enough to that car. And the sun, everything turned hypercolor. And I was like, oh, the adrenaline's affecting my vision or something. And so I get in the car and my husband's like, are you okay? And I was like, this is the best I've ever felt in my life. Right, I feel like I just took like 100 pounds off of me.
Yep.
And he was like, all right, you ready to go celebrate? Yeah. And we celebrated by going to the voting booth early and voting for Trump.
There you go. Amazing. An amazing update on that.
Yeah. And I'm very grateful for your teachings, Jesse, because I think I told you yesterday I felt like I had all this knowledge that was stuck in me.
Yeah.
And I've been doing the silent prayer as often as possible in the morning, at night. If I'm doing something like doing dishes or something, just I'll like practice being present and paying attention to everything. And you're right. Like there's just a process after that forgiveness where God comes in and starts purifying you.
Yeah.
He purifies your thoughts, your emotions, yep. your awareness. And all of that knowledge I had just converted into wisdom now. Like everything I'm learning makes sense and I can apply it to my life.
That's deep. The one thing, as you were speaking, I reflected, I was thinking, the greatest, one of the greatest tricks that Satan has played on mankind, mean men and women, is to make them think that evil comes through the father when it's really coming through the woman. It comes through mm-hmm. the mother. And he has used the mothers and the media and the churches and everybody to believe that the evil comes through the man, the father. And as a result, mm-hmm. the problem has never been resolved. But now that some people waking up and they realize that it's the mother that they're angry at, that they hate, and not the father. They yearn for the father. And now that they're waking up and they're going and forgiving their mothers, they're starting to be free. Mm-hmm. But the mother doesn't want you to know that it's her. And it's not her that doesn't want you to know. It's the evil spirit in her, because Satan is the woman's God, right? And he doesn't want you to know he's working through the woman. And it's amazing that how prevalent that is, not only in America, but in the whole world, that Satan has deceived everybody to think that the woman is the victim when she's really the victimizer. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Because I even saw that in me before I started going through this whole process. Of shedding all the false lies and everything about me, the false emotion, everything that was put in me since I was a kid. And it's hard. It does take a process, because unless you really want it, like you said, it's faster when you really, really want it.
When you want it. Yeah, that's right.
Because it's like before I was going through it and it was like a slow process, but I was seeing it happen. And then after that, I was just like, you know, I don't even care if I want it or not. The fact is it's important. And so it's just been incorporated into my natural way of being every day now, where it's just not something I practice, or it's not even second nature anymore. I feel it's becoming my being now, where like I'm just doing it without thinking about it.
Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Yes. Your mind will become clearer and clearer and clearer. And eventually, because now that old nature is being destroyed, it's being taken away from you, the ego is dying, eventually you will have a clear mind and you will have no anger, no judgment of yourself or anyone, because you will have understanding. And understanding is what we all want.
It doesn't even matter.
Right.
And you definitely made a donator out of me, Jesse, because I was telling my husband, I was like, I feel better than I did since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, you have that innocence. And I was like, I feel better than a child.
Yes.
Well, the way I see the world, it's just so, I just see it with more curiosity now. right instead on. Of judgment. I'm like, why is it like that? You know, like I start questioning things, which, you know, kids mostly do to try and understand the world.
Yeah.
And so my husband's like, yeah, we'll start donating to Jesse. So every payday we send our support to you.
Thank you.
You all do a wonderful job.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I got to run, but I want you to stay with it. Amazing testimony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what happens. And you're going to find yourself without your effort being in the world, but not controlled by the world. You won't be afraid. Mm-hmm. Everybody else be freaking out over everything, but you won't. You will have perfect peace.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you so much. And I want to wish you and the whole team a very wonderful, happy Thanksgiving this week.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too. How about Hank? You want to wish Hank a happy Thanksgiving?
Yeah, have a happy Thanksgiving, Hank.
Thank you.
Gabba gabba. I mean, Kristen, call me again, and happy Thanksgiving to you and the family as well.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
Amazing call. Thank you. Amazing. You can be free, or you can live in your misery. You can live there. Nobody going to bother you. No one going to, well, people will judge you in your misery because they're miserable. But you can be free right here on earth. You don't have to wait until you die. Christ came that you may have peace. It's finished. It's done. And there are people waiting for it to be done. Christ said it's done. And they all stuck in the Revelation thing. What the? It is over. They're waiting for something that has already happened. Isn't that amazing? I want to get to some super chat, but I want to go to Jerome first. Hey, then we do super chat and then more calls. Jerome from New Jersey, you're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
So I was calling because I was watching your interview that you did with Steven Crowder a few years ago.
Okay.
And you were saying how the children of the lie are evil. You were saying, you know, the children of the lie are the Democratic Party, the Never Trumpers, the Rhino Republicans, the Black Race Hustlers. You know, you were just naming all the people that are a part of the children of the lie and that they're evil. And so Steven Crowder had made a point that it's important to delineate when you're talking about evil. Like, you wouldn't say that Ted Cruz supporters, Never Trumpers, are as bad as people that support Planned Parenthood and killing babies in the womb. And you said that you completely agree with that.
Yes.
Okay. So you...
I don't remember that because it's been a while back. I don't remember the conversation. So, but I can tell you that... they are as bad as abortion killers, baby killers.
But during that interview, and I watched it several times, I made sure to, because I know that when I came in, you hadn't watched it, or it's been years back. And of course, you've done a million interviews, so you're not going to remember. But you said that it's important. You know, you totally agree that while they both may be evil, it's different levels of evil. Like a Ted Cruz supporter is not nearly as bad as Planned Parenthood supporter. And you said that you agree with that they are not as bad.
Well, again, I can't respond to the conversation, but I do want you to know that human nature is evil than what I can even imagine. I didn't know how the depths of human being, how evil human beings are. It's worse than what I thought.
So you're saying that it was about 6 years ago. That 6 years ago, you did it
again. I don't remember the conversation, so I can't respond.
Okay,
and I
influence everybody to go watch it. It was only one interview. It was only about less than 20 minutes, about 9 minutes, 9 minutes, 30 seconds.
It's on the FatherState.tv, right?
No. It was on Steven Crowder's platform.
What?
It was on his platform.
Hold on a minute. No, it's not on his platform. I ain't never been on his show.
No, you was on the show.
I was on Steven Crowder's show, Dave.
He interviewed you, but never released it, and we put it out on your channel.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't even know who Steven Crowder is. The name just sounds familiar to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
what point you're trying to make from that interview?
Well, the point is that one time you were talking about that there's a delineation you know, between levels of evil. And then you say you completely agree, but now you're saying that all evil is the same and you don't find degrees in things.
Right. Like, evil is evil is evil. The same person that would kill a baby in a womb is the same person that would cut your throat.
Yeah, but no, but you said the...
I know you keep bringing that up, but I just told you I don't remember that.
No, but you said
I'm trying to understand, though, what point you're trying to make from it. What'd you get from it?
Oh, okay, so you're going to continue to deny that. So
I haven't denied anything.
You did. You just talked about cutting your throat. I didn't say cutting your throat. You said that never Trumpers are just as evil as Planned Parenthood people.
I don't know what to say to you.
Okay, so I'll make the point that I was
Jerome.
Yes.
Did you hear me say that I don't even remember? I do remember the name, but it was 5 years or so.
That's fine.
I don't remember the conversation at all, so I can't respond to the summer session. So I'm asking, what did you get from that prompted you to call today? What did you get from that interview or discussion?
Okay, well, it was 2 points, but I wanted to relate it back to a previous call that I had made with you. But I guess it doesn't matter anyway because you don't remember. But my question to you is, if you feel like evil is evil and it's all the same, do you feel like any crime committed should have the penalty of life in prison or death?
Not any crime, but some crimes.
So then why do you delineate with that but not with everything else? I mean, you see that there are different first-degree murder, second-degree murder, you know, traffic infraction is different from robbing somebody.
But if somebody rob a bank and don't hurt anyone, they shouldn't get electrocuted, cheer. But if another person takes another person's life, then that person should definitely be put to death.
So you agree with me that there are different levels of evil and it's not all the same.
I don't agree with you at all.
That's the point that I'm making.
No, I don't.
But you just did. No, but you just did agree with me. You said
I did not agree with you. Evil is evil is evil. Because the same
somebody is different.
Because the same person that robbed the bank could kill someone as well because they are driven by evil even in robbing a bank.
But what I'm saying is that you are delineating. So you're agreeing with me that these levels of evil are different.
No, I'm not.
But so this is the problem when people say things just for shock value.
Why are you saying things for shock value?
Jesse, you're trying to be funny right now.
No, I'm not. Why are you saying things for shock value? You say you said
no. You're trying to be funny. You say things for shock value, and then when an actual
you said that I didn't. I don't say things for shock value.
Of course you do.
Of course I don't.
Yeah.
Your mind tell you that. That's not what I'm doing. But you think that, and you think that because you think that is true, right? But that's not what I'm doing at all.
Well, I was calling because a few weeks ago I had called into your show. We was talking about the woman. She left her kids with her grandparents. And then her grandparents let the kids watch cartoons. I'm not sure if you remember it because it was a couple of weeks ago, but I remember
you called about it now that you mentioned it. And the young lady said that she or her husband did not want her parents to let their children watch TV. But when they would go over there or leave the kids there, something like the grandparent would do it anyway, even though they knew that the parents didn't want it, they would do it anyway. And I said the grandparents are doing that because they are pure evil.
Exactly. You call them pure evil, right? And I asked, do you think they're on the same level as a murderer or a rapist? And you said yes.
So
then that means that
any person that has anger is on the same level as every other angry person. Evil. Evil is evil is evil.
Are you done stroking your ego yet, Jesse? I'm trying to speak.
Thank you, Jerome. I got to take a break. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Thank you, Jerome. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I do cameos for you. I got a ton of them right now that I'm working on. Cameos, cameo.com, where people want me to wish Happy Thanksgiving for them to others. Shout outs, right? I will do all shout outs. Go to cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Birthday shout outs. Thanksgiving shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, wedding shout-outs, encouragement shout-outs, Merry Christmas shout-outs, Happy New Year shout-out, and plain old I wish you well shout-outs. Go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Listen, go and make a donation. Help us. Support us. To take us through the holidays. Now, y'all going on vacation. You ain't gonna remember to send your donation. What's up? You're gonna be eating turkeys with cranberry sauce. And you're not gonna remember. So go and make a donation to carry us through while you're on vacation, all right? We're still gonna be working here during the show and repairing things. Go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-BOND to make a donation. Or you can mail it in. Make it out to Bond, PO, and it's tax deductible, PO Box 35090, LA, California, 90035. PO Box 35090, LA, California, 90035. And we have it on the website, too, right, Dave? Yeah, we have it on the website, rebuildingdemand.com/donate. And get your order in for your merch. Get your door order in for your merch so that your books, and then we get them signed. We get them back out to you so by the time Christmas come, you will have them. Christmas gifts, all right? All my books are amazing books, emerge and mugs and T-shirts and everything. You see the shirt that Hake has on today, right? Isn't that an amazing Christmas shirt that Hake has on? It says, Merry Amazing Christmas. And it has a picture of Jesse. It's an amazing shirt. And thank you. I'm mollering it. Thank you, Hake. So go to Rebuilding the Man. What does the hat say?
The hat is the Tar Baby.
Oh, American Amazing Tar Baby.
That is the amazing Tar Baby himself.
Nice. So go to rebuildingdemand.com/stores. Rebuildingdemand.com/store, right? Let me do some super chats before I go back to the phone. Super chat.
Super chats.
Wire on Odyssey.
Wire. Hey.
W-I-R-E.
Wire, thank you.
On Odyssey, O-D-Y-S-E-E.
You Odyssey.
Why did she shoot him is the question. I bet he is a cheating beta male. Referring to the story yesterday about the boyfriend who got shot a bunch of times when his girlfriend took him to the woods. And she said, I didn't know I was in an abusive relationship.
What the? She may have shot him because she had a gun.
Guns cause murder.
No.
Just kidding.
People cause murder.
But this guy thinks he's a cheating beta male. Thank you for your donation.
I can't believe you're living with a crazy wife or girlfriend and you don't know she's insane. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
She's crazy, but I love her.
I know. Amazing.
Tim Scott, the real one, not to be confused with the rhino. On Cash App, if the creek doesn't rise, enjoy your Thanksgiving Day.
Thank you, Tim. The same to you, Tim Scott. If the creek don't rise, have an amazing Thanksgiving. Amazing. Thank you.
This gal, in response to this gal who put Trust in Jesus on her name tag at the Target.
Oh,
that
yeah.
story yesterday you
right,
covered.
Right.
Thought Police on X says those who disown Christ before man will so be disowned before God by Christ.
That's not what she was doing. Maybe her mind that was what she was doing.
Yeah.
At work, you're not at work to preach. You're not at work to prove Christ. You're not at work. You're at work to earn a living. And if the rules say you can't wear a cross or you can't wear this, don't do it. The company has the right to have whatever rules they want. And then let's say that other people wear this stupid stuff, but they say you can't wear that. Fine. You're there to earn a living. You're not proving anything to God. You're not helping God. You're not doing anything but hurting yourself. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Thought Police. Tony bought a coffee. Gather up your guns tonight. We ride one day to glory, one day to die. For God and country, family, to one life for freedom. Our lives for truth. Tony, 776 or 1776. One day to glory. Country and Western Tuesday.
Nice. Thank you. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better. You heard that song?
Maybe.
Glory, glory.
From you.
I want to ask Joel, because Joel don't know nothing about black people.
He only knows that. He only knows.
Maze was right.
Tupac's rendition of the Bruce Hornsby song. That's just the way it is.
If there's a rap version, I know it.
Maze, you were right about Joel on that one. I agree with you,
oh,
Maze.
Oh, no.
He drunk.
Jesse fell off his horse.
He drunk.
We're cutting you off.
He drunk.
Too much watermelon. Watermelon cocktail.
Too much watermelon.
He was drinking lean with, oh, what's his name, allegedly?
Nate, come and fish him.
Oh.
He was leaning like Trayvon, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's speculation. I disavow.
Yeah, I disavow, too. But Maze, you were right about Joel. He don't know nothing about black people. And you up there trying to talk about the blacks. I agree with you on that one, Maze. I may not understand a lot of other stuff you say, but I agree on that. I heard you loud and clear. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony bought Chris V. Thank you, Tony. Chris V bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
A true Christian is someone who seeks the light by loving God with all their heart, soul, and might, and is forgiving. An atheist is someone who seeks darkness by loving their hell and misery and not wanting to overcome. Chris V.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for the response. Appreciate it.
Jamil bought a coffee. Thanks for helping me be aware that I have so many opinions, and they are all fake. I thought I wasn't judging people, but I had so many opinions about them and about everyone else, everything else. Now I can see that they are not even real. Thanks.
Nice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Thank you, Jamil.
Yeah.
No, not Archangel Gabriel. Bought a coffee, Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through, babe. Just an old sweet song. Keeps Georgia on my mind. on my mind. Oh. Django Reinhardt's version is my favorite. How did Jesse's experts not know this classic? What the? I knew it because I played it on piano when I learned piano.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I don't even know who Django Reinhardt is.
Me neither. I vaguely recognize the name, but it's a common name.
Jazz guitarist.
What?
Gypsy jazz guitarist.
Oh.
Very old school stuff.
And he made that song before the black man came along?
No, not necessarily. I think it was written by that Ray Charles.
Right.
I think he made a version afterwards.
Oh,
is my guess.
Oh, okay.
Because when I was playing it, it said Ray Charles. It credited him as the writer.
Well, Ray Charles brought it home. I've not heard the other person yet.
Yeah.
But thank you. Amazing. Nice. And hey, amazing singing, hey.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The lyrics in there, some of them threw me off, so I didn't know exactly how it went. But
no,
thanks.
That was deep.
Right on. Easier done than said, bought 7 coffees. Mr. Peterson, good morning.
Morning.
How do I raise my 11-year-old daughter right? How do I teach her? Her mother and I are separated. Right now, we mostly FaceTime. And do you think it's okay for her to attend 6th grade science camp?
Well, you raise her right by being right. When you're right, you can't help but do right, right? You got to be right in order to do right. And so you raise her right by you being right. And the right, which is the nature of God, will guide you into raise her. And as far as the camp, you got to make that decision. I have no idea. That's a decision you have to make. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lin Yen Chin, tell Jesse, the Bible was written so women and intellectual males can have a general sense for what is genuine discernment to nostril breathers. To this end, the Bible is just a mama book, a tool for the fickle, foolish, and incompetent.
Well, he just told me, and I don't know what to do with it.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you, Lin Chin. I appreciate it. Though I don't agree with it or understand it, thank you.
Right on.
Yeah.
Flat Earth Jesus bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Christians are flat earthers, and atheists believe in the globe.
Nice. Well, I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
Thank you, F.E. Jesus.
Yeah.
Ian, 3 coffees. I'm opting out of Thanksgiving, family Thanksgiving. My brother married a foreign woman to help her citizenship. Now she's so pregnant with his second child that my mom inserted herself into their marriage to help with Thanksgiving. I simply told my mom it's wrong for her to control the situation. Meanwhile, my bro's wife is controlling him too. What a mess.
What a mess.
Thanks to silent prayer and being aware, I did not fall into anger and was able to just calmly watch my thoughts. I love you guys.
Thank you, and stay with it. Stay with it. Stay. But don't judge your family. Don't be mad at them. They have a right to be wrong. They have a right to live in their misery. So don't judge them. And you're right. You live your life and just wish them well. But have no opinion. All right? Amazing. Thank you.
Retro memento biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Christians are evil humans who read the Bible. Atheists are evil humans who do not read the Bible.
What? Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Pastor Chatelet with a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Congratulations to Jesse Smollett, the first American to scam Nigerians.
What a mess, huh?
Shout out to Jesse Smollett.
That's for sure. Amazing.
Sion bought a coffee. Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Sion. All the way from Mommy Africa.
I hear you admiring other people's girlfriends. When will you be admiring your own girlfriend, huh? Ear emoji. Black ear. That song came to my mind. The song where your man is out here while you're gone. How he be admiring and flirting. What's the song again? Don't You Know No Good by Elroy from Martin?
I'm not familiar with that song. But see, you got a new boyfriend. What the... what am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? I'm falling to pieces. Thank you, C.I. I appreciate it.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. Biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Atheists have better a chance of becoming free.
Amazing. Thank you, Julie. I put my two cents in on Sunday. Can we stop there for a while? I want to get you some calls.
We'll read the rest later.
Remember when you stop. Thank you, Julie, and everybody. Thank you all. We'll come back to that in a minute. I want to quickly go to the calls. Julie is out of California. I mean, Ashley, not Julie. Ashley. Ashley, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I always say that now because, like, since I've been listening to you.
That's right.
No. So, yeah, to make it pithy, yesterday I saw a deeper level of what you're talking about, the hell, how deep the hell is in people.
Yeah.
Like, for a split second, I saw, like, how even the nice stuff in people, like, how dark it is.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to explain, but it was so intense. Like, Yeah.
What is it like for you? What is it like for you seeing that human beings are evil?
That's a good question. Not much, I guess.
Are you happy to see that human beings are evil?
Yes, because it means it's like literally in that second, like you can see that you're not that. And that's like, wow, it's really weird.
Yeah, I honestly did not know until I was allowed to see that the depths of human heart. And I now understand why Christ says salvation is of the heart, and that anyone that has anger, meaning hatred, judgment, that they are murderers. An angry person is a murderer and a desperate person. An angry person is a desperate person. I just didn't know that. I knew that human beings were mad. I knew they bring on problems for themselves and others, but I didn't know the depths of the evil, and I'm very glad to see it. Because in seeing it, I can see now what I'm dealing with and how to deal with it. But if I didn't know that human was evil, I wouldn't know how to deal with it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like, seeing human nature and how it is.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm watching your interviews now on the Fallen State and all that stuff, like, I'm like, wow, I'm literally looking at a spirit manifested. Like, and you can see, like, the different characters of the different, like, you know, and I see it in myself, too, of course. Like, it's just, it's really crazy and really weird. And the one thing that's really helped me a lot lately is, like, realizing that God is literally, like, I just have to be still and wait and be patient and watch it. And God is literally the one that draws me closer to him, because this whole entire time, my whole life, I've been the one trying to, like, thinking, like, I'm the one going closer to God.
Right.
And I'm like, no, like, I literally can't do anything about it. And that was huge for me.
Amazing. The beauty about seeing the nature of human beings, that they are evil, and there's no good in human beings at all. You can't find good if you had to, is that you won't judge, because now you have understanding, and you know that it's not them, but it's the spirit of evil that made a home in them. That's the beauty about seeing it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ashley. Like, amazing call.
You're welcome. Hey, I'll answer the biblical question. Super pithy.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Labels.
Labels. Interesting. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you, Ashley. And happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Amazing. Bye now. Let me go to Deborah out of Illinois. Deborah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Deborah. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. I was calling in today to respond to Jerome's inquiry about what I understood as him believing that you've had a change in your position as far as evil being evil or having levels of evil.
Right.
So, Jerome, what I would encourage you to do is maybe look into why this is even a question. It appears to me that it's kind of an ego thing, that you were emotionally attached to the point Jesse made to a previous caller stating that her parents were pure evil because they were doing things outside of what the parents had instructed them to do. And the complete understanding is basically saying that if you have anger, the anger can cause an individual to do anything because the anger is evil.
Yeah.
So even if a particular act is going to the points he was making as far as should this person receive the electric chair if they steal money from a bank versus a person committing murder. The underlying understanding there is that it's the evil that is driving them to do both those things. So there really isn't a point to be made. I think it's more of an understanding to be had.
Amazing. I hope Jerome is listening because I really don't know what he wants. I don't know if he's trying to prove that evil is not evil or there are levels of evil or because it's clear to me and any clear thinking person that if you're a parent and you're telling your parent not to give, don't let my children watch TV or whatever it is you don't want, and then they do it anyway, they're turning your children away against you and away from you. That alone is evil. So I don't really know what point he's trying to make.
I think we do ourselves a disservice when we try to say there are certain levels, because that's really how Satan has been deceiving all of us.
Yes.
When we put labels and names on different things instead of getting to the root cause, which is the anger, which is driven by the evil that is inside of all of us, except for those that are working to overcome.
Right.
So as long as we continue to justify based on our egos and based on the feeling that if someone says hate versus anger, you have a different feeling attached to that, it makes it more challenging to overcome. So I think, again, having the understanding that it doesn't matter about a level. The main point to drive home is, like you said, evil is evil is evil.
Yes.
So that's really all that we have to understand. I would also like to answer the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
The difference is that an atheist knows that he's worshiping Satan and that Satan is his God, whereas Christians say that we're worshiping God, but it's really Satan that we're worshiping.
Amazing. Interesting. I would love to respond, but I got to wait until Sunday. Thank you, Deborah. Amazing call. I appreciate it.
And I have to admit.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving. And you guys take care.
You too. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
Families, individuals around the world.
Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, November 26th, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will be right back to your calls. 1-888-775-3773. If you do get a busy signal, just try back periodically or try as you hear Jesse wrapping up with a caller. Nice. Call me Nonsense Network. Oh, after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. And then after that, Joel Friday TV. And then at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, American Anchor Baby. Check them all out. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. If you want to find all of the network hosts, scroll down to the network section. Call me Nonsense Network. CNN reports that the Israeli cabinet's expected to vote on a Lebanon ceasefire deal today. The U.S.-backed proposal, the so-called U.S.-backed, that's the Democrats I call them, I think, aims to achieve a 60-day ceasefire of hostilities with Hezbollah that some hope could form the basis of a lasting ceasefire. Israel launched a major offensive against Hezbollah back in September, killing top commanders, carrying out waves of strikes, and sending troops into southern Lebanon with the stated goal of allowing displaced Israelis to return to northern areas. More than 3,000 people have been killed in Lebanon. Imagine that. It's a lot since then. In Gaza, the Israel-Hamas war continues. The evil ICC Globo Homo International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu, one of the Dream Team, last week, accusing him of war crimes in the Palestinian enclave. We wish those Palestinians well. Hang tight, Trump is coming back, and he'll get Bibi to wrap things up quickly for you. Nice? Nice. The Microsoft outage. Microsoft having an outage every other week, it seems like. I'm exaggerating, but Microsoft said most Outlook and Teams services have been restored following a massive outage. Everything's going out. And technical delays on Monday, yesterday. The outage hindered thousands of workers across the United States, according to the tracking site Down Detector. We are monitoring and troubleshooting to fully recover. They split their infinitive to recover fully. Microsoft wrote in a post on X, based, they use X, on Monday evening. The company added full restoration of services would occur today. Tech outages have had dire effects around the world this year, the obvious globe. Although Microsoft's case is not as widespread in comparison to others. Okay. In what's been called the largest IT outage in history, CrowdStrike's software issue over the summer, different from this Microsoft one, halted air travel. It disrupted hospitals, and it cost so-called Fortune 500 companies more than $5 billion in direct losses. That's according to Commie Nonsense, if you believe them. And a raw milk recall. Bird flu virus has been found, they say, in a batch of raw milk sold in California. So the State Department of Public Health said, no such thing as public health. The brand Raw Farm recalled both quart and half gallon sizes of their raw milk with a Best Buy date of November 27th. The company said that they're using their standard safety procedures to monitor cows for illness and that milk from the recalled lot should be off store shelves. Health officials, so-called health officials, they said no illnesses have been associated with the lot of raw milk and pasteurized milk remains safe to drink. Pasteurized milk is safe to drink, they say. Unless you have an issue with pasteurized milk, right? Medical experts have also long warned against drinking raw milk due to the risk of illness and death, they claim. And it's not allowed to be sold between states. No interstate travel. Wow. Don't be trafficking your milk. According to the FDA, there's no scientific evidence that raw milk helps with illnesses or allergies, so they claim. I'm James Hake, now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3. Thank you.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, what's the difference between a Christian and an atheist? What is the difference between a Christian and an atheist? Amazing question. If you're busy running around or whatever you're doing and you're podcasting the show, you can podcast, but you can still listen live no matter where you are, anywhere in the world, and what you're doing by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4111. 601-615-4131. All right. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Be careful on the roads, out and about. Watch your wallet. Keep your eyes on your credit cards when you're making a deposit or cash out at the bank or wherever you are. Make sure you look around. You see if no one's looking over your shoulders to get your little card number. Because it is, from what I've been hearing, thievery is on the loose right now. And so be careful. Be alert. Don't be so having so much fun you lose consciousness, all right? Drive safe. Everybody and they mama on pot or fentanyl or something, right? The road are not safe out there anymore. It's hard on a non-drug addict user in America today. It's Tuesday. It's the last Tuesday of the month. It's the last show of the week. Of the Tuesday of the day. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog? Who let the dogs out?
Amazing. Amazing. This, before I go back to the caller, amazing story. And this can happen to anyone as anger, who has anger. You're two hoofs and a holler for becoming this man. NBC is reported out of Chicago, NBC Chicago, law enforcement in Gary, Indiana. I remember when Gary, Indiana was such a beautiful place to live. I used to go up to Gary from Alabama and visit with my family and my mother and her husband, my stepfather, and then my father lived there in Chicago, East Chicago. And I went to 1 year at high school in Gary, it was beautiful. And the next day, a black man became the mayor of the city after all the beauty was there. And the very next day, it was over for Gary, Indiana. Isn't that amazing? Richard Hatchett, I believe, became mayor. And everything changed. It went from heaven to hell just like that. Blacks were attacking whites on the school bus, on the roadside, and the white people packed up and left. I had a good friend. He was white. And we were like really good friends in high school. One day he was gone. He was just gone. I haven't heard from him since. His parents took him. They all left. And the white people that lived around Edison High School were gone. It was like everybody went up in one of Musk's jet planes and disappeared. And Gary has not been the same. NBC Chicago law enforcement in Gary, Indiana, released a video on Friday showing the deadly encounter involving a man who attacked officers with a machete during an undercover investigation. Watch this from NBC Chicago.
This happened on Wednesday in Gary at Maryland and East 35th. NBC 5's Randy Gyllenhaal has reaction from Northwest Indiana tonight.
Hey, how's it going? You got the PlayStation?
After repeated robberies linked to online marketplace sales, Gary police set up this undercover sting Wednesday, a plainclothed cop meeting to buy a PlayStation.
It's all up in there. Can I check it out?
Yeah, go ahead.
21-year-old Shahad Richmond is seen here. Police say he suddenly reaches for a machete to attack that undercover officer. Video from a police drone shows the melee, but ends before another officer shoots and kills Richmond.
A suspect attempted to rob our undercover officer and attacked him with a machete-style weapon.
Wow. Watching that video, memories came back. Wow. Ooh, it used to get so cold in Gary. And it would snow so much that we would have to miss 2 weeks at a time from school because everything shut down. And if we went to the marketplace, we had to walk to the stores, and they sold out of food really fast. That brought all that. Isn't that amazing? I had a machete. And according to the report, his sister claimed he wasn't trying to hit the officer. He was just playing. He wasn't trying to hit the officer, but scare him off. Why is this from NBC Chicago?
Shahad was a devoted father.
Richmond's sister says Shahad had a young son and a baby on the way, selling the game console to help his kids. And she believes that Shahad thought he was being robbed and never heard police announce themselves.
My brother wasn't trying to hit him. He's just trying to scare him off. It was not an exposed blade. It was in the sheath, and he was using the handle of it.
Any undercover operation, any sting operation, has to have prior planning.
We showed the video to retired Rockford Police Chief Chet Epperson, who says undercover stings are unpredictable and often dangerous. Ooh. He says Gary police should ask questions about why it was necessary.
How did they plan? Was there any precautionary steps that were taking place? Did they know this person was armed?
Johnson's family tells me they are considering hiring an attorney. There's also an ongoing investigation into the police-involved shooting from the Lake County Sheriff's Department.
Wow, I hate to see when he was trying to hit him. And he wasn't trying to hit him there. I would hate to see it when it was real. What a mess, huh? He wasn't trying to hurt him. He was just playing. What a mess. Gary, Indiana is not a safe place to be at all now. Isn't that amazing? Another beautiful city went to hell in a headbasket when white people left. And the white people could not stay because it was too violent. All of a sudden, it just became too violent. Even I went back to Alabama. I'm like, I stand here. I wasn't accustomed to that kind of violence from the blacks. So Richard Jordan Gordon Hatchett was July 10th, 1933 to December 13th, 2019, was an American attorney and politician who served as the first African-American mayor of Gary, Indiana, for 20 years, from 1968 to 1988, according to Wikipedia. That's about right. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Nick, how do you feel about transgenders playing in female sport?
Transgenders in female sports?
Right.
Nice. Show them who's boss.
Men and women's sport.
I say, show them who's boss.
That's right.
Ladies, with an asterisk. Sort of ladies. Show those ladies who's boss.
There you go. Are you okay with that too, Joel? He black.
No, I like what Trump is doing. I like what Trump is doing. He's getting rid of all the people, all the transgenders in the military.
Right.
He's kicking them all out. You can't be in there.
And how about sports?
Them too.
Men and women's sports.
He's going to get to them next.
So would Trump take women out of men's sports too?
He's getting to them next.
He's going
to
make women leave men's sport?
He's going to make them do it. He's going to take them all out.
I hope that's true.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't have a problem with men playing in women's sport. Because women don't have a problem with women playing in men's sport.
I don't have a problem with, I'm the opposite. I don't have a problem with women playing in men's sports. The reason why is because when women play in men's sports, they're going to quickly learn why they shouldn't. Put them in football and throw them right in there with the linebackers.
Well, they haven't learned in 4,000 years of human history how to play.
They haven't learned to stay. They haven't learned a lesson in thousands of years.
Well, nobody has put the women in the actual game and let them play with the boys. I guarantee you, they do that one time, it'll be done.
But the boys weaken themselves when women play.
Yeah, that's true. They'll be
nice.
They
don't fight as hard. Yeah, they don't knock them down.
That's a good point.
And so they have to be weak. They play weak for the woman.
Yeah.
Women should not play in men's sport, and men should not play in women's sport. But as long as the women are okay with women playing in men's sport, and then they're bitching about men playing in women's sport, I don't agree with them.
Right. You mean you're saying it got to be fair across the board?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If women are not strong enough to play in men's sport, it's no matter.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah.
But I don't hear the women complain about. They'll say if you don't let women play in men's sport, then you hate women.
If women don't play in men's sports?
Right. If you don't let women play in men's sport, then you hate women.
Right.
But when men want to play in this sport,
it's not fair.
Right.
That's how it goes. That's how the world operates. You're right. You're right about that.
Isn't that amazing?
It favors the
they call it erasing women. They call it erasing women. If you notice that? They're saying they're erasing women with the men in the places, but the other way around, not a peep.
Well, New York.
They're not erasing men.
Isn't that amazing? I've never heard that term, but fine. New York Post is reporting that a judge ruled Monday that San Jose State transgender women, volleyball player Blair Flynn, will be allowed to play for the Spartans in the Mountain West Conference tournament, as well as the remainder of the season. Watch this from Fox News.
Well, Trace, this ruling gives a huge legal victory to the San Jose State Spartans after what's been a tumultuous regular season and dashes the hopes of teams who forfeited games in protest and filed suit to have those losses reversed. After an emergency hearing last week in Colorado, a federal judge has ruled that Blair Fleming is eligible to play women's collegiate volleyball, even though Fleming, according to court filings, is a male who identifies as transgender and claims a female identity. A dozen volleyball players from five schools had sued the Mountain West Conference and officials at San Jose State for allegedly violating their Title IX and First Amendment rights. They argued that when they forfeited games against the Spartans, they ran up against a controversial rule that made those forfeits count as a loss for them instead of a no contest and a win for San Jose State.
See, I don't have no problem with that. a lot of women are saying, oh, women should be able to play a men's sport. What's the difference? And so men should be able to play a women's sport. What's the difference? He's drunk again. Or on pot. I was pounding on the table. My bad.
Poor Desi.
My bad.
Where's the watermelon?
It's too much watermelon. Amazing, huh?
What's good for the goose?
It's good for the watermelon.
Now, let's say you get a men's sports, and it's like they're doing like the 100-meter dash, and one woman comes, and for some reason, this woman can run just as fast as the men.
Right.
What do you do? Do you let her compete?
Uh-uh.
For some reason, this exceptional female.
No. Women should not play a men's sport, period. And men should not play a women's sport, period. But if women saying that men should not play in their sport, but saying that women should play a men's sport, that's where I had a problem.
Uh-uh.
So players from other schools are now claiming their refusal to play has hurt their ranking. This is from Fox.
Players from those schools claim their refusal to play out of protest has hurt their rankings and amounts to suppression of free speech. But a judge denied those arguments, and the current roster stands, with San Jose State in second place with a conference record of 12-4, half their wins coming from forfeits. A big question now is, will those teams that refuse to play San Jose State during the regular season forfeit again in the conference tournament, which begins in Las Vegas the day after tomorrow? The winner there goes on to the NCAA championship. And for some of these young women, this is the one chance they have to play at the very highest level in the game they love.
Amazing. So, ladies, personally, I don't think women should play a men's sport and men should not play a women's sport. But if you're going to say men hate women because they don't want you to play in their sport, then men should be able to play in women's sport. There's no difference. All right? That guy didn't look like that man that they said was a man. He looked like a woman. Didn't he look like a woman?
Too much gloss.
Oh, that what it was?
Huh? Look like a woman? Yeah, they're coming off the production lines. These newer models.
But women dress look like that anyway in their makeup and stuff.
It's getting out of control. That transgender was pretty. It's getting out of control.
That didn't even look like a man.
I know. For a second, I wasn't sure we were talking about a transgender story or a guy doing girl sports. I thought it was girl because that looked like a girl.
It sure did. It did not look like a man.
What a mess.
Lord, have mercy. If ever. Let me see the picture. See, that don't look like no man.
That's crazy.
How would you know?
Nobody's safe.
Okay, but now with knowledge, do you guys see the boy in there, though?
I still do. You see it?
He look like a
homie. I need to see the shoulders. What does the shoulders look like? I need to see the shoulders.
They don't even have that.
Adam's apple, I know.
He must ate the Adam apple. But anyway, let me show you what the reason why women shouldn't play in men's sport. In case you're doubting me. Here's a reason why women should not play a men's sport. This is from Total Pro Sports. A woman taking part in an Oklahoma drill with a guy thought she must have assumed he'll go easy on her. Watch this from X.
You're right with it.
Oh!
slow motion. Ouch. That's why women shouldn't play a men's sport. Now do you believe me? And one other quick, we talked about shopping carts. And remember I said that I don't put my shopping cart back because they hire people to come out to go out into the out there and pick up the shopping carts and bring them back and take them back to the stores. And so you're putting people out of work. And then the grocery stores are making you pay high food prices. And they're making you take the shopping cart back. What the? And they're saving money. And you're hungry. Well, this is why you should... In case you didn't see that boy, this girl and boy playing some type of game there, drill there in Oklahoma drill. Oklahoma drill, the guy ran into the woman and knocked her down. It was like a dish rag. She went down like nothing going no. How come, can't we just come back to normal? Can't we all just get along? Let's go back to the American way, when America was happening. When boys knew who boys were, girls knew who girls were, and they were not in competition like that. But I guess this is why you should put your shopping cart back. You seen this, Joel? Or Max?
That's Jesse's car right there. All of
And then I'll be ready to fight. So what? A storm came. It was a windstorm.
See, and now it was your cart that you left.
Right, and it ran right into my car.
Jesse was filming.
Right.
Jesse was filming and he drove away.
That wasn't my car, but that could be. Thank God I don't live in that part of the country.
That's funny.
What a mess. 888-773-7773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, Jesse?
Hey, Jaden.
I want to tell you about something that happened to me 2 days ago.
Okay.
So I decided, like you told me, I was going to go, like, you know, be still and know God, do the silent prayer. So I was just like, I sat and I did nothing. I was like, let's see how long I can go, right? And I got about 40 minutes of sitting and doing nothing before I got, like, all the emotions came up to the surface, like all at once. I felt like I was going to die, actually, like, legit. I thought I was having a heart attack or something. And I was just sitting there. I was like, what the heck? I noticed how unconscious I was, too, because I literally could not focus on my thoughts for more than 5 seconds without getting lost in them, and then I go back, and then I go back and forth and forth, and I really never noticed just how much, like, I was into them.
Yeah.
But I watched the show for a while. I, like, knew I was in it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know how much, right? And is that emotion thing normal? When you first started, did you get, you were sitting still, and you just felt like, you know, a wave of death, like, come over you?
Absolutely. And that's what it is. That's what it means to die. You have to die from that. But if you have identified with that false self, it really does feel like you are dying. It's like you are dying, but you're not dying. You're about to have life. You're about to live. And that false identity, those false identities that you have identified with all your life, it is dying. But that's the hardest thing for men and women to do, to die. They do not want to die because it feels like, if I die from this, who will I be? If I have no identity, who will I be? But it is death, man. It is rough.
I've heard you say that before, that you have to die, but I didn't think, like, it was just so random when it happened. I was like, why is this happening? Like, I'm just sitting here. I'm not even doing anything, right? I'm just sitting.
That's why the average person cannot sit quietly by themselves. They have to have TV. They have to be on the phone. They have to be on their computer. They have to be eating. They have to be doing something because they are afraid to experience the spirit of death, of evil death. They can't handle that. They have to be high. They got to have something to distract them to keep them from dying.
And it also felt like that. I don't know if you remember. I know you're black, right? But I told you I felt like atheist. Like I didn't know God anymore, even though I knew the idea. That feeling came to, like, boom, like it hit me. And I felt exactly how I was when I was scared, when I was an atheist, before I even knew who you were. When I was like 14, I was an atheist.
Right.
And I just realized that the best way I can put it in like a parable or whatever is like I was drowning in the ocean. And then I got like, I'm like drowning, like actually drowning underwater.
Right.
And I go unconscious, and then I'm dreaming that I'm like saved, that someone pulled me out of the ocean. I'm dreaming about it. But then when I was sitting there, it was kind of like my eyes were opening and I realized I was still underwater, and it was very scary. You know what I mean? Like,
I really do. That's amazing, man. Well, listen, if you stay with it, stay with it. And I want you to know, the closer you get to the death of the ego, the worse it got to get. Because the spirits of the imagination and of the emotions that come with it, they don't want to leave your body. They don't want to die. They want you to think that it's you, because evil lives inside of human beings. And it has no other way to exist. So it lives inside of human beings. And if it departs from you, it got to find another body to go into. So, but if you just watch, stay with it, don't run away from it, live with it, sleep with it, eat with it, drive with it, whatever,
right,
work with it. If you stay with it, you shall be free. There's no way, you shall be free.
That's the part that confuses me, Jesse, because like, I mean, when I did that, it was 40 minutes of, like, hell.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I really overcame anything. I feel like I just went through hell and just, you know, it just happened. Like, how does, because my whole life I've been taught, like, even when I was a Christian, you know, they taught me, like, you know, you got to read the Bible. You got to go do this and pray not. But you're saying, like, don't do anything. How does that even, how does not doing anything do anything?
Meaning, you can read the Bible, but not to remember. But what I mean, don't do anything to run away from the death of the ego. Don't reach outside for anything to make you feel better during that time. You must. This is what God is trying to save you from. When he said, present your body a living sacrifice, he means, let this be and let me take it away from you. Because there are evil spirits, and he's trying to destroy them for you, because there's nothing you can do about it. And so if you can just live with it and don't reach outside to make yourself feel better, don't look for help, he will take it away from you.
Jesse, when you do the silent
and don't
prayer,
look
you ever
for
feel like
don't
heart?
Think about the feeling of overcoming or anything, because if you get into thinking about it, it just become right. more thoughts, which are false identities.
That's true. I was thinking about it while I was doing the silent prayer. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm ready. I'm going to overcome.
No, don't think about it.
I know. It's way
now,
bad.
I totally disagree with you. You're
nice the, but you can't biblical.
Hold on real fast. Let me take a quick break. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. Quick break. Back in a moment. Women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex, they'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have the sex. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger. because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Announcement. The Hake Report is coming on at the top of this hour, come at 9 a.m. right after my show. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. And James Hake is on fire. He's on fire. He ain't afraid. No fear. Just call him No Fear. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after James Hake, Joy of Friday TV, he black. Mending everything, relationships and all. All in the name, is in the blood, is in the name, Joy of Friday TV at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right after the Hake Report. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. 4 p.m. Pacific time. Energy just everywhere. Just energy. Given to him by God. And not even alone. It's a gift. Isn't that amazing? So at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Be safe out there. A lot of people traveling, according to the local reporters. A lot of people traveling by cars and everything. I guess because of the Great White Hope, gas prices are already going down. Remember I said, trust no one, not even your own family? Well, God said, trust no man, no woman. Not me saying it. He said it. Well, here's a quick example before I go back to the callers, why you should not trust anyone. And this is just one example, not even your own family members. This is from Pix 11. An 81-year-old New York City woman says she was abused by her own family. An 81-year-old New York City woman says she was abused by her own family and locked up inside of her apartment like a prisoner. Watch it from Pix 11.
It was so frightening what I went through. And
locked up like a prisoner in her own home. Her jailer, she says her own nephew and his girlfriend. It all started after she allowed them to move into her Harlem apartment a few years ago. At first, things seemed okay. The plan was to have the couple help out with paying bills.
I thought she was a nice person, and we accepted her. But later, after about a year or so, she was still there. She started getting really ugly, and they stopped paying rent.
81-year-old Margie Allen is describing how things quickly changed. The conditions she endured, allegedly at the hands of her own family. For months, she says the couple made it difficult for her to move freely around in her apartment. She says this gate was used to keep her confined.
She put the gate there so that I couldn't go to the bathroom.
And apparently the gate blocked Allen from the kitchen as well. And that's not all.
I couldn't even take a shower.
Allen shows us pictures of what it was like inside her apartment. She says the couple used clutter to block the hallway. That made it hard to leave her apartment on a daily basis. And to top it off, she says there was also verbal abuse.
She was always cursing at me.
Wow. That woman, 81 years old, black don't crack. She look well for 81. It don't look like someone should be able to lock her in her own home like that, right? Here's a clip of detailing the police environment. from Pierce 11.
Alan remembers one day things got physical.
I was trying to get out of the apartment. He was pushing me back and all. And then by then, that really got upset, you know. That really started scaring me.
At some point, police got involved.
Eventually, the police came from the precinct, 28th precinct. And then they also came, and he finally opened the door. And then they asked him what was the problem. In the process, they took him to jail. And they explained to me, this man is attempting to have you committed.
Committed to a mental institution. With tearful eyes, she tells us the couple had plans to take over her finances and her apartment, and they allegedly went to the extreme.
Amazing. When Derek, my producer, gave me this story, I was surprised it was a black woman. I literally thought it was going to be a white woman. It sounded like a white thing. I never, of my whole born days, heard of a black woman being locked up like that in her own home. Allegedly, right? But I never heard, so I automatically, all thoughts are all lies all the time. I thought it was a black person. I mean, a white woman. Isn't that amazing? And she thought the woman was nice. Evil is evil is evil. Evil is evil is evil. What a mess. Let me go to Kevin out of Ohio. Kevin, welcome to the show. Thanks for holding.
So you want to know what's fun? Something that I noticed. It is pertaining to our last conversation. How can you say that you get your moral from God, but when I say we get our moral from God, you got to question me?
Oh, I forgot Jaden. I was talking to Jaden. I forgot Jaden. I'll come right to you in a minute. Sorry. Go ahead, Kevin.
How can you say you get your morals from God, but then when I say we get our morals from God, you question me?
And how did I don't remember the apologize, but how did I question you?
When I said that we get our morals from God, you question and ask how do I get my morals from God?
And but how do you get you them from God? Also. How do you get them from God?
All right, let me answer that real quick. The way we don't necessarily have to get it from God. There are ways that we can get our morals from God. Basically, God's standard is basically us getting our morals from God.
And how do you get them?
For example, like I had, I don't want to repeat what I said last time.
Okay.
But because of God's standard, because of God's holy standard, you can get certain morals from that, from his standard, and apply it to life.
How?
Life, for example. We could not keep the Ten Commandments at all. We could not keep it. We broke them. We could not keep it at all. But say, for example, if someone had like a high moral standard of, they felt killing was wrong, they felt murder was wrong, you would ask them why they felt it was wrong. Because God said it was wrong. So that's sort of like an example of certain of people can get their morals from God, but you can also get your morals from your life experiences. You can get your morals. A lot of times you get your morals from parents. You agree on that too, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
Well, the one, but, he said, yes, you do. The ones that you get from your parents are not moral standards. That's why they don't work.
No, I'm not saying moral standards. I'm saying you can get, like, certain moral values from your parents.
No, they don't work. Those are fake values. They don't work.
They might not work, but they still moral values you can get. You get moral values from life experiences. But I really don't want to spend too much time on that because that's not why I'm calling.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But, I say that because like 3 years ago you had a video. It's actually in your Angry Callers playlist. Before a guy hung up, he asked where you got your moral values from, and your exact words from, well, your exact words was from God. Where else I'm gonna get it, man? So that's why I kind of was like, you question me when I said we get our moral from God, but you also said that.
But you don't, you don't, you heard that you get there from God, but you don't really, you don't know, believe it, because if you believed it, you would know how you get them from God.
All right.
But you don't know how you get them from God, right?
I already explained certain ways we can get it from God.
Have you dropped your moral standards?
Certain ones, no.
Why not? Which one? Give me, because of time, give me one that you have not dropped.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend too much time on that.
Right. Just give me a quick one that you have not dropped.
Quick one. I do think the death penalty isn't right. I think the death penalty is wrong.
Oh.
So that's a moral value. I think that's wrong. Others may think that's different. You may think is right, but I think the death penalty is wrong. So I don't want to spend too much time on that. You had a biblical question 3 years ago that said, how can we hold others accountable if we have no free will? Yeah, I know you're laughing. But
no, I'm laughing because I can't remember 3 years ago. It reminded me of that guy that called about 5 years ago. He called about something, an interview from 5 years ago.
Say that because it kind of ties into what we've talked about before. When I say that, how can you tell people that they aren't responsible for their actions?
Because they're not.
They are.
How?
Like I told you last time, the devil cannot make you do anything. All he can do is bark. We can have places, we have people, places, and things that will impact our behavior. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's your decision to make that choice.
If the devil can't make you do anything, why you been doing so many things that are wrong?
Man, you didn't ask me that question last week.
And what did you tell me?
I told you that whatever I decided to do, whether it was good or bad, if it was bad, it was probably because it's real. But at the end of the day, I still made that decision. I still made the decision, so I am still accountable for what I did.
But why would you make a decision to do bad, to do wrong, to make yourself do wrong? Why would
you asking that last week.
Why would you make that decision for yourself?
Like I told you last time, it was probably because of the thrill.
But that's not it. Then you do it for the thrill, but it's not you that's causing you to do it.
Can I use that when I die, and it is time for me to answer to Jesus? Can I use that? Can I say whatever I did was not my choice? Whatever I did, I'm not responsible for what I did. The devil made me do it. Can I say that to Jesus?
Well, and why don't you say that now? So you don't have to die, you have life forever.
No, I'm talking about the physical death. When I am standing in front of Jesus, can I say that the devil made me do it? I am not responsible for anything that I did on earth.
I don't know. That between you and Jesus, I can't make that decision.
Is Jesus going to hold us accountable for what we do?
No.
Lie again.
You said lie again?
Yeah.
What did I lie about that time?
You just said no. You said it real quick, too. That disturbed me.
I didn't say no. Jesus no, would not hold you.
As soon as I said it, you were like, no. That, you said it real quick. That really disturbs me.
Why?
Because in the Bible, it says Jesus will hold us accountable for everything that we do.
No, he's not.
2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 10, for we must appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. So at judgment, Jesus will hold us accountable for everything we have done in the flesh.
No.
So I can tell people they are not responsible for anything that they do, good or bad.
So that they can see that it's not them, it's something else driving them. Now, it's their responsibility to work on themselves to wake up, meaning to admit that you're evil so you can overcome the evil, or you can stay in the evil. But it's not you, but it's evil driving you. And if you overcome evil, then you're driven by good. But it's not you either way.
Why don't you run a red light, Jesse?
Why don't I run a red light?
Yeah.
I don't want to kill myself. I don't want a ticket.
You don't want to kill yourself. You don't want
a
ticket,
but
right?
That's a practical thing. It wouldn't be practical for me to run a red light.
Okay. Not practical. The example I made last week. If you know that you say you hate Joel, the Anchor Baby, y'all going out to dinner, y'all going out to get some drinks, you are the designated driver. They are shit drunk. They ask you to take a drink. You say no, because you are the designated driver. Are you making that decision yourself?
That's a practical decision, absolutely.
That's not.
But even then, you make an interesting point, because even when making that decision, it is God who gave me the common sense to make that decision. I can't even make that decision on my own. God is in control of all that.
Your common sense is your conscience. But you can still have the devil in your ear telling you, go ahead and take a drink.
Not if you have common sense.
That's your conscience. So you know right from wrong. So you
no,
know
you don't.
That taking a drink is wrong. So you won't take a drink because you know it is wrong.
You're talking
to take a
about
drink
you're missing you're driver. Missing you're missing practical things with non-practical things, and I think that's where you're confused. But let me do this.
What would be non-practical?
For you to think that you're in control of your own life.
Okay, if you and your friends are in the car, they tell
now you
they
going
to
right
go
back
a,
to practical things.
They tell you they about to go rob a bank. They want you to go with them. Can you decide to say, "All right, I want some money," or can you say, "No, let me out the car"?
Because
I don't
that's
do this.
Practical, man.
Come on, man. You going to name everything practical?
That's what you're calling practical. I gave you a good example that you think you're in charge of your life, and you're not. You think you're making your own decision. You have never made a decision in your whole life, and you never will.
I have.
Kevin, call me tomorrow about that. Because of time, call me tomorrow on this. Can you do that?
I got to call you next week because
okay.
I'm at work.
All right, call me the next time you can, and I'll spend a little bit more time with you on this, all right?
All right.
All right, buddy. Oh, amazing. Let me go quick back to Jaden. Jaden, you want to respond out of California. You want to respond to the biblical question, right?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
Yeah, so I was talking to you about that, and you said you don't think about yourself as a Christian when you're going like day to day, you just live. And it reminded me of a story between these two women. And I think one was a Christian and one wasn't, right? So I did door to door sales in Ohio. So I was knocking on like thousands of people's doors, like trying to sell them pest control. Right. And what my favorite thing to do out there was on some days, I just troll people. So I would just knock it off their porch. I was very annoying. I would knock it off their porch. I would be like, you know, acting emotional
because of time.
Right.
I thought you were going to respond to the biblical question.
Well, it's a long winded way, but I'll respond. A Christian is not thinking they're Christian,
and so the difference between a Christian and an atheist, a Christian is not thinking that they're a Christian, and an atheist is what?
The atheist is thinking that there's something.
Amazing. I appreciate that.
I'll tell you the story on Friday.
Yeah.
Let's get off your chest Friday.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat. Super chat.
Aries 1 with the diamond. Ooh. On DLive Aries 1.
Okay.
Sorry. I didn't realize the mic wasn't on. I couldn't tell. Renesio. Thank you, Aries 1. Appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Renesio bought a coffee. Jesse, I'm back like Lazarus, except a little cleaner. Turns out that in prison there isn't much graping as one might think.
Amazing. Thank you.
Right on, man.
Yeah.
Terry bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
The difference is that Christians fear God, their father, and atheists are just mad at him about something that isn't even his fault anyway. Sad.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Nikki bought a coffee. Biblical question answer.
What's the difference between a Christian and an atheist?
I don't see a difference. Both are notions that people identify with.
If I decide to take the notion, jump in the ocean, ain't nobody business if I do. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in Sunday.
Not Archangel Gabriel bought another coffee. Arthur, your caller who was screaming at you, blasphemy! In the first hour, I think, is the perfect example and answer to this week's biblical question. He has the righteous anger of not all, but most atheists I have met. A passive-aggressive way of being. Love you, Arthur. Watch that anger. I, too, had that when I was younger, and it did me no favors.
Amazing. Good advice. Thank you.
Nicole over on punchy.tv.
Punchy.tv/JLP.
Nicole says, I've been all over the world, and America is the only place that says Jesus is God. This notion almost made me abandon Christianity. Thank God I found Jesse.
Amazing. Stay with it. Amazing.
David bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to
ask.
Do you think the people who compare the silent prayer to Buddha or meditation are twisting it to use it in their false way? And is Aunt Uta cooking something good this Thanksgiving?
Oh, man, Uta's making some sweet potato pie, collard green with okra, cornbread made on the stove in the frying pan. Oh, my God. It's going to be delicious. I can taste it now. Thank you, Uta, and thank you.
David on YouTube, the saddle blanket is legit, JLP. Is the action figure in boots or bare feet?
Today, no shoes. Somebody took his shoes off. And his pants they roll up. So he's comfortable eating watermelon.
And the upcoming action figure to be announced.
Right.
To be determined. Someone bought three coffees. Happy Thanksgiving, Jesse and Hake and Anchor Baby and Joelle. No Friday. I have a deep biblical question for you. What is evil? How about you ask this one next week?
Amazing. Thank you. I like to suggest it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Steven from Rotterdam, the Netherlands, bought a coffee. Wait. So Hake plays the piano? Is Hake a liberal musician? Laughing faces with tears. Love y'all. Heart.
You play piano? You did tell me that.
Yeah.
But I've never seen you play piano.
Because I abandoned it. I stopped being a liberal. I don't know. I got a little trifling. That was back in college.
Oh. Amazing. Thank you.
Aries One, shout out to Aries One, Games for Rec, Misty, Army Ann, and the rest of the supporters over on the DLive crew. Appreciate the support as always, DLive supporters. Thanks for the Lemon Ice Cream Diamonds subscriptions. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all for your support. I do appreciate it. Listen, go and make a donation, folks, to Barn. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. We need your support through the holidays, all right? Y'all going on vacation. Make a donation or call 800-411-BARN to make the donation. Thank you. Let me go to River out of Sacramento. River, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You all right?
Yes.
Awesome. Hey, first I just want to say thanks for taking my call. I called like a year or two ago, and I just wanted to tell you real quick. So when I called last time, I was living with my grandma, and I hadn't forgiven my mother yet. But while I was living with her, I went to forgive my mom, living with grandma. And when I got back, I told my grandma, and this enraged her, but she didn't say anything, right? So grandma says, okay, you can take my car and drive it to work. While I'm at work, my grandma calls the cops, lies to them, and says I stole her car so she could get me kicked out of the house and arrested and put in jail because she was angry that I forgave my mother.
Wow!
Isn't that insane? Like, it was mind-blowing, but it ended up working out.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it ended up working out. It's 2 years later now.
I'm in a much better place. I got my own place, like you always say. I'm paying my own bills. I finally got my own car, and everything is a lot better. But I'm glad I got a chance to say this at the end of the show, because I feel like it'll help people.
It will, man. You know,
be aware that, like, it'll bring the devil out of people, man. It was mind-blowing. I had no idea how to react. I had to call the cops and be like, what do I do? And they were like, the cop, I called him at, like, midnight on a Friday, and he goes, I can't tell you what to do, but you should be out by Monday. So I ran out of there like a cat getting out of a bag.
What an amazing story, man. And an amazing way to end the show. Thank you, River. I'm glad I got to it.
Yeah, thank you, Jesse. I love you, man. I appreciate you, and God bless you and the crew.
You too, buddy, and thank you. That's an amazing... All right. That's an amazing story, right? Drop your anger, folks. Anger is evil. Anger is hatred. And when you're angry, it separates you from God. Satan is your God. It separates you from the true God. I'm out of time. Get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. No matter what, stay there. Stay on that straight and narrow path, no matter how rough it gets. All right? The hatred. And do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy. Forgive your mama. Black people, if you want to be free, forgive your mama. It has nothing to do with slavery or racism or any kind of isms. And white people had nothing to do with it. Forgive your mama and return to your fathers, men and women. All people, right? I'm out of time. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Go and make a donation, folks. All right. The Hate Report is coming up now. The Hate Report. Then Joy on Friday TV at 11 a.m. And then the American Anchor, baby. Amazing. Bye, y'all. I'll be back tomorrow, if Lord is willing, and the Creeps Don't Ride Manhood Hour in the third hour tomorrow. George out of Illinois. Rico. What? And then Hey Jeans out of North Carolina. I am so out of time to another call that just dropped. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you all for your call. Take care. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you could go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingtheman.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.